And now for something completely different.
Welcome to this week's edition of Shoutout. The My Five is being sung. We have Jojo with the Max Tarek fashion brand in the studio, as well as news, views and some tracks dropped in. Eight stations, one LGBTQ show. This is Shoutout with Steffi Barnett and Terry Starr. Did you do a doobie-doo? You did do a doobie-doo.
Yeah. I did. I was taking on the mantle of Lara.
I think I went early.
Did you with your doobie-doos?
No, with the start of the show.
Oh, I see.
I was premature.
Well, there so, we go.
Sorry to our regular listeners. Yeah. Still, we're up and running now. Yeah,
that's... In Pride Week.
Yes.
Here we are at Pride Week once again.
Exactly.
Really nice to be here.
My chair is just degassed.
I know.
Terry.
You just. It would be really good if this was television. It'd be
talk amongst yourselves while I rise myself back
up. You see, I think in the UK we should have. In America, they have cable access television in most cities, don't they?
They
so
do.
Anyone can go in and make a programme about anything.
Yes.
And I think we'd be on cable access TV over there.
I think
with
it
falling
would be
apart
a
chairs.
Comedy, yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I think the last time my chair degassed and I left the microphone and sunk was when we were at our previous studios in the Beacon Centre.
Oh, happy days.
Yeah, so they've been quite reliable
happy days.
Up to now. Yes.
Because we're coming from the Eastern Community. We should say hi to the Eastern Community Centre because they're really good, you know.
Yes.
Tolerating a maverick radio station on their premises.
Let's hope the station manager's not listening to that one. Pride.
We're broadcasting live from Pride.
Yep, this Saturday, Bristol Pride.
Across several of our family of stations.
Yep, we're going to be live on Pirate Nation. But of course, we're not just broadcasting live this year at Bristol like we normally do, but we're doing Western Pride live as well.
I'm looking forward to Western Pride.
Yeah, very intimate if you haven't been there before.
Very intimate.
Yeah. I think there's still a few tickets left for Western Pride.
Well, it's Grove Park, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Which is a lovely venue.
It is.
Really green space.
And,
yeah. Wonderful.
But first, Bristol Pride.
But we're going to get Bristol Pride out the way and done with first. Yeah. And
now, last year, there was a big issue, wasn't there? Because the march started at Castle Park and goes down into Broadmead, along Broadmead and into Cabot Circus, and then back up round to Castle Park.
Broadway and back up Wine Street.
It was so big...
That it folded in on itself, didn't it? Like an M.C. Escher painting.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah, they caught the end of the snake.
They did, yeah. So have they changed the route this year?
I don't think so.
No, so...
No, it looks on the map, it looked the same.
See, it's going to be fabulous.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to be setting up a community stall during the time of the march, but one of these years I am going to get on the Bristol Pride March because a Pride March, the actual march of a Pride event is such a good shot in the eye.
It is, and of course, because we're broadcasting live, we have to set up the studio.
You're going to be setting up the studio.
The Shout Out team always miss the march.
Yeah,
I mean, we usually send a couple of reporters, so we're hoping this year that we will have a couple of reporters.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm aware, BBC Radio Bristol will be covering aspects, but only up to when we start broadcasting.
Yeah.
So they got a radio car that'll be going around.
Yeah.
I expect they'll be at Castle Park. They're interviewing one of our team, Lucy, on their breakfast show. Ali Vowles is going to
Ali
be
Vowles
chatting
Lucy.
To Lucy. About,
Dream team. Dream team. We like Ali Vowles. And so you can listen to Radio Bristol, which is 94.9 in the Greater Bristol area.
Yeah.
And then retune. Don't forget to retune at 12 noon for
93.2
for BCFM or Pirate Nation Radio.
Yeah. And, so our Lucy, our very own Lucy, would be... chatting to Ali Vowles. And then the next show, the mid-morning show, we're also going to be dropping into
Great. They've done quite a bit Pride. For Pride this year, BBC West, haven't they?
Yeah, it's not going to be the same as last year. Last year, if you remember, we actually sent back 5-minute slots to Radio Bristol, didn't we? They're not able to do that this year.
Okay.
So only covering what we're not covering.
I was looking at their website last night. BBC Bristol had quite a good few features up, including the Kiki Group. the BAME LGBT group,
yeah,
who are really interesting and doing some great stuff there. So they were talking on it's a video file you can
there is
can
watch we, on the BBC we tweeted file. That. So if you go back through our Twitter feed, is it? Well, I usually say Twitter pate when people go
it's
in
a Twitter
retweet,
page,
go
yeah.
in Twitter pate. Now, do you know where that comes from?
Well, where the phrase tweet comes from?
No, Twitter pate.
No,
it's from Bambi. When Bambi's growing up with two friends, there's the rabbit. Who's the other one? The one that what's the animal? The skunk.
Oh yeah.
And they all fall in love, and they never say they're going to fall in love. They're going to be friends forever. But as they get into their sort of the hormones start kicking in, and they become Twitter pated. And the Twitter page, it means they start getting attracted to whatever sex they're attracted to.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that. So I will look out for that next time I'm watching Bambi. It's a long time since I've seen Bambi.
Now, we've got a special My Five
this
week. It's going to be sung. So let's listen to this. Yes.
The Outshout My Five on Shoutout Radio.
Hi, this is Alex Creed, and I'm one of the newest LGBT artists to arrive within the music scene. You can download and stream my music on every single major platform, but you can also give me a follow on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. A lot of my music takes influences from the 90s, which, come on, was a great time for music. But the most important thing, this first chapter of music that I'm putting out is really lyrically honest. And actually is based on a lot of situations and experiences within my life. I don't think I can be even more honest within the first record, as the first record is about somebody who I was in love with, and suddenly our relationship didn't go how it would have been nice for it to go. That person then sadly passed away to illness, and I didn't have the opportunity to say goodbye to them. I'm so lucky that I've got the opportunity to do that within my music, and especially within this record. So this is my shout-out message to them on Shout Out Radio. This is my debut single, Angel.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Wow, that was Avex Sands.
Yeah, that's really nice, actually.
Yeah,
that takes me back to the early 80s.
Yeah.
That kind of really clean synth line.
Yeah, they're going to be at Pride. We're going to be interviewing them.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so it's going to be. So you can hear them on 93.2 this coming Saturday. And, of course, after they've done their performance, we will be interviewing them. That's all live on 93.2. Now, you've all heard of gender neutral, or should have done by now. Jojo.
Hiya.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. It's great to be here.
Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Now, you've just started a brand, a fashion brand, that is specifically gender neutral.
Yeah.
How did you come up with the... It's Max Tariq. Is that how you pronounce
Tariq. It is,
Max Tariq.
Yeah.
Okay. What? How did you come up with that name?
So Max Tariq is actually my middle names. Max also means Maximilian. So I kind of wanted to play on that concept that it was a really different, original idea. And it's not just something you can buy everywhere. It kind of is one in a million. And then Tariq is also an Arabic name. It means to strike. And so I want the brand to be striking. So I kind of put the together because they are my middle names. And then just came up with that idea. And the brand is, like you said, it's a gender-neutral clothing brand. It's actually Bristol's only and first gender-neutral brand, which is something, you know, I'm really holding on to, and I'm really, really proud that I've created something that is the first within our city. I've always wanted to create something that was creative and different and that was going to make a change. And I feel like with Max Tariq, I've really got something, and I'm, you know, really proud of the brand and where it is
it's
at the
probably
moment.
First for a lot of cities in this country.
Yeah, there's not
Bristol.
Many. There's not many gender-neutral clothing brands out there. And the whole concept of Max Tariq is really that fashion should be for all, and that we shouldn't categorise people. So I think it's something that is growing, and you're seeing it a lot of... It's a common trend that is coming up in a lot of brands and retail stores that they're trying to do the gender-neutral thing, but there's not many brands that are out there that are specific gender-neutral.
Yeah. What's your background? Training, did you train in fashion?
I've never actually had any training in fashion, but fashion for me has always been my second passion.
So this is from the heart, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, yeah. So I grew up in Bristol, I've always lived in Bristol. I went to school in Porter's Head, and then I went to college at SGS where I trained for 2 years as a dancer, had a really, really great time. And that was where I really found my feet and really grew as a person. Not only, like I said, not only as a person, but as a creative, as a performer, as an artist. I learned so many things that I think those skills as a dancer that are now being applied to what I'm doing now. I then left there after 2 years, graduated there, went to London for a little bit to do a bit of training. That wasn't for me, so I decided to come back and I auditioned for Disneyland Paris, where I spent 6 months there, and did various performing stuff last year as well. And then wanted to just do something different this year, and so it was middle of last year I had the concept and the idea of creating a clothing brand, and it's kind of just grew and grew and grew from there.
So tell us a little bit about your lines, actually, of the sort of clothing you're doing at the moment. So is it sort of trousers, t-shirts, skirts, what
so
are you
it's
doing?
Mainly t-shirts at the moment. There's a few jumpers, we've also got caps, there's a few iPhone cases. You know, you don't want a boring iPhone case when you've got a great colourful outfit, so why not glam up your phone as well? So, you know, I'm trying to do everything.
Need one for my iPhone, actually.
There's a couple on there. So there's also the classic collection, which is using our classic logo, which is two triangles. And these two triangles actually represent the gender symbol. So, you know, you see the male and female symbol, what it represents. So I take that, I add colour to it, different effects, and I use that as the classic collection. That's the newest collection that's been launched. There's the no labels collection, which is about not labeling people. So, you know, people always get a label down to their sexuality, their ethnicity. And for me, I feel like we shouldn't put people into categories. We shouldn't pinpoint people. At the end of the day, we're all humans. We're all free to be who we want to be. So that's why the No Labels collection came about. I've also got a bit of a saying, we're not a tin of beans on the shelf. We're not packaging. We don't need to be labelled. Also within that is equality. So within the No Labels, there's a few equals tops. There's one that says ME on it, which stands for my expression, which also stands for obviously me or you or any individual as a person, and about who they are. But it's in front of the equals sign, so it's really about the equality within each person. And then finally, there's the Rainbow collection, and this is a real sort of just to add a splash of colour to your wardrobe. And it's
also the t-shirt you're wearing now.
So the t-shirt that I'm currently wearing is the Pride one. So within the Rainbow collection, we've got a few Pride specific t-shirts and jumpers. So it's incorporating the Pride colours and the logo as well. So it's kind of mashing the two together to create this artistic clothing and fashion.
Right. And you'll be at Pride.
We will. I will be at Pride. Max Tarek will be at Pride on this Saturday from 12 p.m. and right and through until 9:30. So, you know, come down and see us. We'll be giving out free flags with every purchase. You can also get free face paint with each purchase. You'll also be able to order products. We'll have our Pride t-shirts and we'll also have the limited edition t-shirt. But also on the other side, we'll have products that you can order that you can get sent home. So, you know, if you don't want to carry around your t-shirt, you can order it and it can get sent home to you as well.
Have you got a mail order system set up?
They get made. So there's the website, obviously maxtarek.com, where you can order them as well. So that each item gets made to order, which is really, really good. So that's why it takes a little bit longer, but it's good to get a t-shirt that is made just for you and is made to order. So, you know, you can come down on Saturday and we can order them for you. We'll also be offering free delivery there as well. So, yeah, so there'll be a lot going on. It'll be a great day if you about come down.
You certainly shall. Can I just ask about the design process? Do you use computer before when you're doing your
I do,
lovely
yeah,
logos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the design, sometimes I think about a concept, or I think, so I recently designed a phone case, which is called the Love Phone Case, yeah. And it's using triangles. And as I was creating it, I was kind of just thinking, you know, I always like, because the big thing about my clothing brand is it's not just an item of clothing. There's a meaning behind the clothing. So it's not just a pattern. It's not just a colour. There's a true, really essence about the item of clothing that we're wearing. So I really want it to portray a meaning and make a change within fashion. So when I make the designs, I think, okay, how can this link to a topic within our society or something like that? So the phone case, for example, with the triangles, they're all different shapes and sizes. So that's really about that love comes in all shapes and sizes. It just doesn't come in one form. There's a real dynamic group that love comes in. So there's so many different ideas and concepts. And I really want that message to come across to people, that it's not just a clothing brand. It's a gender neutral clothing brand with a difference. And every item that is designed and made has a meaning behind it.
Where do you think you're heading? Where would you like to be, say, in 2 or 3 mm-hmm. years' time?
So I just want to change the way fashion is. That's my biggest thing. I'd love to, you know, work with organisations and really make that change and just help our society. I just feel like a lot of the time our society is in a bit of a mess, and I just want to, you know, really tackle those topical issues. Of course, fashion is such a big thing. So if we can do it with fashion as well, combining those two ideas together, we'll really, really be able to tackle the idea. So I just want it to grow. I just want it to become more popular, you know, more people to wear it. And the more people that wear it, the more people that we're going to make a change and make our world a better place to be, and more peace and love.
Are you thinking about going into sort of, say, shirts or?
Definitely, yeah. I want to try and obviously do as much as I can. Yeah. Obviously, if we, whatever product that we make, it will be gender neutral. So it's kind of working out how that will happen, how it will fit people. So currently, you know, it's just starting off. So it's just t-shirts and jumpers that are for people. But eventually, I'd love to be able to do everything, you know, from underwear to dresses to skirts to t-shirts to trousers to coats, you know, everything gender neutral. That's kind of what I want the aim to be eventually.
So you'll capture the whole market.
Yeah, hopefully one day.
Yeah, now the mail order thing, is that available to anyone outside of this country?
It is, yeah. So offer worldwide shipping. So anywhere in the world you can get Max Tarek. On our website you can find the, you know, the delivery costs and the delivery times. And, you know, they're pretty reasonable. So if, you know, if you're in America, Australia, Spain, Europe, wherever you are, you can get hold of a Max Tarek item.
Excellent. And if people want to follow you, because I take it you've got Twitter.
Of course. So we've got a Pinterest page as well, which Max Tarek's has got all the products on there. We've got the Facebook page, which is at Max Tarek Clothing. And then our Instagram and Twitter is at Max Tarek _. And our website is maxtarek.com. So you can find us on there. We keep posting, you know, the latest offers, the newest products. So if you follow one of them, that'll be the first sort of, your social media is the first sort of place you're going to hear about any news about the brand. So they're your center point.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to take a couple of photos, aren't we, of some of your latest designs, and we'll put them on the Twitter sphere. Yes. You call it.
We will. Yeah,
with Bambi.
Yes. So people can have a look. Fabulous.
Yeah. Thank you so much for
thank
coming
you for
in
having me
and
you're
sharing welcome. Your brand with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, JJ.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I will attack, and you don't want that.
That's an H&H tune, isn't it? If ever there was one.
Fabulous tune.
And they are going to be live at Pride.
I can't wait. That takes you back to 1990. That was a hit.
Yes.
That was a nice summer as well, if you remember.
There was something about 90s dance music, wasn't there? It was just like...
Yes, absolutely.
There was a decade for really good dance music.
Yeah, the technology had sort of made people able to make sort of music in their own homes, and all these sort of bedroom bands were sort of like breaking out all over. It was a very liberating time, I think.
Right, ready for the news, Terry?
Of course I am.
Oops, that's not new.
That's my new news jingle. Here we are.
That's the one.
Hello,
This is Shoutout News in Pride Week, Thursday the 12th of July. So much for the idea that heterosexuality is always fulfilling and satisfying. A new and groundbreaking report for Public Health England has found that around 42% of younger women aged between 25 and 34 do not enjoy a good and satisfying sexual life. According to the I newspaper, Dr. Sue Mann from the health body said, "Enjoying a fulfilling sex life is important for women's mental and emotional well-being." The 70th anniversary of the National Health Service was marked by BBC Two's Newsnight programme with a look back at the AIDS awareness campaigns of the middle to late 80s. Lord Norman Fowler, the Health Secretary who took on the entrenched views of several members of the Conservative Cabinet and the tabloid press, explained how the striking campaign was a careful balancing act to get a public health message across whilst not being too sexual for Middle England. Lord Fowler was questioned about the rumour that he had had to explain to the then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher what oral sex and gay sex were. Lord Fowler said that no, Mrs. Thatcher had understood the mechanics of the situation. We know from experience and longitudinal studies that LGBT people are more likely than heterosexuals to work in the caring professions. So much so that a homophobic man once used to stand outside a well-known and respected Bristol charity screaming lesbians at anyone that went in. Now, explanations for queer humanitarianism vary. For some, like David Nimmons in his book The Soul Beneath the Skin, LGBT people are just more driven by empathy and understanding. For others, the caring professions are more tolerant, and therefore minority groups tend to gravitate towards careers there. Either way, the lovely gay actor Anthony Cotton, who first gained national attention 19 years ago in Queer as Folk and is now a regular on our television screens in ITV's hit soap Coronation Street, has been telling journalists about his character's homelessness and how he is committed to improving Britain's austerity-fuelled spike in the homelessness issue. Cotton spoke with various newspapers last weekend, including the Bristol Post. Well, as you may have heard on the news, it's been a week where protests have been very much in the news. Anyone who reads the gay news wires will be aware of an issue at last weekend's Pride in London, when a group of separatist lesbian feminists took over the front of the march with a series of banners and leaflets attacking the existence of transgender women in society and within the movement. This event generated a lot of internet attention, but appears to have backfired, with many LGBT groups and allied organisations, including the Office of the Mayor of London, condemning the small group of lesbians who staged the stunt. In addition, the protest meant that the start of the march, which was scheduled to have been led by LGBTQ frontline workers in the NHS, was obscured. And this upstaging has, it seems, turned a lot of otherwise neutral observers against anti-trans feminism. Meanwhile, many LGBTI activist groups have joined with the political left and trade unions, amongst others, in planning to protest against Donald Trump's visit to the United Kingdom. Left-wing papers such as The Socialist and Socialist Worker have published lists of actions that people can attend if they wish to register their opposition to his visit. Zion Community Centre in Bedminster Down has been described by a local newspaper as one of South Bristol's best-kept secrets. It hosts a cafe, community space and numerous workshops, and breaking boundaries and taboos is what the place is all about. On Thursday the 26th of July, there will be a menopause social which welcomes lesbian, bisexual and straight women who are experiencing the midlife changes. The group aims to turn what traditional Western medicine has tended to see as a crisis into a celebration. For goddess and pagan worshippers, they will know that the transition into a wise elder woman is to be welcomed. For further information, please visit the Zion Community Centre website at zionbristol.co.uk. If you're a listener to the radio generally, you may like to know that a new sex and relationships programme is coming to the pop music station Heart, which in the Greater Bristol area broadcasts on the frequency of 96.3 FM. Comedian Ellie Taylor and author Anna Whitehouse are to host a new Sunday night programme dedicated to sex, relationships and love. Ellie Taylor said, "I'm chuffed to be working with Heart on such an exciting show with my fearless and funny work wife, Anna." And finally, the Celtic tree zodiac is an ancient way of telling astrological predictions and is rooted in the ancient calendar of the pagan Celtic countries of Wales, Cornwall and Scotland. Predictions for the current month are made in the latest issue of Direct Local magazine, which is published in South Bristol and boasts ancient horoscope expert Marie. With the pagan zodiac of the Celtic countries very much gay-friendly, Marie's predictions will be awaited on by many people in our rainbow LGBT community. For these news stories and more, you can check out our website, which is shoutoutradio.lgbt. And for Shoutout News, I've been Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Republica. Yes. And they're going to be, guess what? There's
Pride.
A theme running through this show. Absolutely. Anyone think it was produced? Yep, we're going to be interviewing Republica and playing their tracks live as they sing them on the Pride stage.
Can't wait.
Yes.
93.2 FM and piratenationradio.com.
Yes. Now, I was going to chat to you. I was telling you in the green room, wasn't I, about a movie I'd seen.
Oh, yes.
It's on Sky Cinema currently, so I guess it's been at the... at the cinema houses
the picture
for
houses.
A while, the picture house. You know, Andy's going to listen to this. So he's going to love it. The word wireless, the picture house. Now, it's called Professor Marsden and the Wonder Women.
Right.
It's the story of the guy who invented Wonder Woman in DC Comics.
Ah.
Has invented the idea,
yes,
and the woman. Do you know he also invented the lie detector?
The same guy?
It's the same guy.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But I tell you what.
So it must have been sort of like in the 40s, was it? Something like that. Wonder Woman sort of like Second World War period?
Yeah. And well, a lot of them were around the Second World War, weren't they? Because a lot of them took part in the fighting of the Nazis and that, didn't they? The DC Comics and Marvel as well.
They did.
Marvel was
not
Captain America, wasn't it? Not in real life.
It would be great if they had. We would have really
don't
won
say
the
that. Remember, was it New York War of the Worlds and they were reading it out and everyone thought it was real? There was an alien attack in New York emptied. We're not going to do that in Bristol.
No, we're not going to
say okay. It's
real.
It's okay. People were talking about a comic book. Now this, let me tell you, was it Luke Evans played Professor Marsden. His wife was played by Rebecca Hall, and Bella Heathcote was played by one of his students.
Okay.
Now he was talking about psychology and that, and he had specific ideas, and he wanted Olive, who was played by Bella Heathcote. I don't want to make this too complex. So anyway, he decided that he quite fancied this woman. And his wife said she was in this in the lecture room as well, and she could see that he was...
But the chemistry.
So she said, you'd like to, you know, have sexual relations. She didn't say that, but that's...
she implied
she
it.
No, she didn't. She said it quite bluntly, but in a different way.
Okay.
A word I cannot say on the radio.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, so long story short, they actually got together, but with the wife.
Oh, that's
now it turned out that because the wife then confronted Olive, Elizabeth being the wife, confronted Olive and said, you fancy my husband, you'd like to have sex with my husband. And she turns around and said, no, I'm in love with you. And wants sex with you.
Right.
Yeah. And it just got kinkier from there. If
Wonderful.
You think that's a kinky
story. True story.
It is a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah. How, whoever recorded that sort of, you know, wrote a diary or documented it, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall. But now you don't have to be. You can actually watch it on your 60-inch plasma or LCD.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. So it got really kinky.
Right.
And they all started. They moved
There's
in.
There's nothing kinky about a three-way, you know.
Well, no, but this was really deep. They all fell in love with each other. So it was
a real three-way. Thruple.
Yeah.
They call it a thruple these days.
Really?
Instead of a couple, a thruple, yeah.
Ah, so does that come from thruppence? Do you remember the Threepenny Pit?
I'm not that old.
Just saying, you might have been to a museum, Terry. Jeez. Sensitive.
It's great. No, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
and it's on Sky. It's
on Sky. In fact, yeah, they got an LGBT section now to Sky Cinema, and is on there. But if you do like a bit of fetish, because fetish comes into it as well, because the it was Olive.
You don't say with Wonder Woman's costume that they were a fetish.
Well, it was Olive who was the basis of Wonder Woman.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there, we got there.
Yes, and Wonder Woman, of course, has a fantastic LGBT following.
Not surprised with that outfit. Exactly. She has got some really nice thighs.
There's a number of gay men of my generation that span around in Granny's living room watching. Is it Linda Barker?
Carter.
Linda Carter.
Going back, Terry.
Back in the 70s.
Yeah. Did you see the new one, though? Have you seen the new version?
I've seen it with Gil Gadda, I think. Yes, I have.
Yeah,
that was very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Now, Steph, before we press it, there's a whole array of knobs and switches in front of me. If I press this one, does the whole of Tokyo go on and off or something?
It does. The left one switches the lights on in Tokyo, and New York is the right one.
Right. I thought so.
Okay. Just so you know.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Alexandra Burke, Let It Go. But that's been tampered with, that one, by Bimbo Jones. Yeah. Bimbo Jones remix. Straight from the H&H playlist, that one.
Bimbo Jones related to Indiana Jones?
I don't know. I'll ask.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt. Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
Yes, so she's the lineup. So all tracks we've had, except obviously the My Five one, our artists that are going to be performing on the main stage at Bristol Pride. And we will be interviewing, hopefully we'll be interviewing all of them.
So we can't plug it enough. It's going to be live. So there's BBC Radio Bristol on 94.9 at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Before 9.
The
breakfast show. So I guess there's Ali Vowles is 7 till 9. Yeah. And our very own Lucy is going to be chatting to Ali.
And then we take over at 12.
We'll be taking over. I'm not sure what they're going to be doing between 9 and 12. Their mid-morning show.
Okay.
They haven't contacted me yet, whereas the breakfast show did. So that's why they're involved now. So we take over at midday on 93.2, yep. And we go right way through to the end at 9 o'clock.
So all the acts, all the stars, all the time.
Yep, absolutely.
Fab. Yep. I know I say fab a lot, but that is absolutely fantastic. So,
moving on to Western Pride.
Western Pride on the 28th.
Jay Aston, unfortunately, has been very, very ill. So, as part of Fizz, she's not going to be there. But Cheryl will. And,
Cheryl and Mike Nolan.
Yeah. They're going to be there. So, we'll be interviewing them.
Gosh.
This will be the first time that we've actually broadcast live from Western Supermare Pride. We've always had to do a recording, haven't we?
Yep. So, this is first for us. And that's going to be going out on Radio WSM.
Yep.
Community radio for Western. And is that also on Pirate Nation as well?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So that's up.
It's the same people, isn't it, that run both stations. So I expect it to be on Pirate Nation.
Brilliant.
Yep.
I can't wait to meet the Fizz.
No.
You see. I remember them winning Eurovision in 1981.
Oh, in the ripping off of the skirts. That's infamous time.
Do you remember that? Yeah. I can see Phil remembers that back in the studio. Yeah.
Yes.
Those were the days. Yeah, Eurovision Song Contest winners. You can't get much more gay than that, really.
No. Well, the whole contest is pretty rainbowish, isn't it?
Always has been. Always has been. I think a lot of LGBT people were drawn to the spectacle of the Eurovision Song Contest. I used to love it in the old days when they used to try and get hold of Ankara. And there was a bad line and they could never get hold of it. And somebody came through on the CB radio instead. Do you remember those days? And there was, it's all satellite link up. But in the old days, it was done by phone lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, it was brilliant times. Yeah, absolutely. Right. So that's two times. And then, of course, because next year we're going to have to start planning our 10th birthday.
10 years of Shout Out.
Cracking stuff lined up. So we got the Shout Out Awards that we're going to be doing a special 10th year. Yeah.
10 years of this filth we've been spreading over the airwaves.
I know, right? And getting away with it every week, Terry.
Getting away with it. All the smutty innuendo you can manage.
Yes. Yeah, and not one station that we broadcast on has dropped us yet.
There's always time prior to the 10th anniversary. No, that's going to be absolutely brilliant. We're going to have a good time. We've got some surprises for the 10th anniversary year, fingers crossed.
Yes, we
have.
We
can't say anything about them at the moment.
No.
But they're in the offing. So
if we tell you, we'll have to shoot 60,000 people.
We'll come round to your house and shoot you. That wouldn't be nice.
And go down and pull the plug off the 8 stations.
Yeah. That would be good. That would be good.
Well, I'd like to thank Jojo for coming in. Thank you so much, Jojo. It's really good of you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to come and look at those mobile phone covers on Saturday. Cool. I'm going to look out for that.
Yeah, yeah, I should be over there as well. Is it the latest ones?
We won't actually have the phone cases on Saturday, but we will have the clothes. But, you know, you can look at them on the iPad we'll have as well, so you can order them if you want.
Thank you.
Now, next week, we'll be talking to the band Cosmic Ninja, and we bring you the next edition of the Just Like Us podcast. You can catch all our back catalogue of podcasts, including this evening's show, at shoutoutradio.lgbt. And don't forget to come to see us at Bristol Pride this Saturday. We're live from midday on 93.2 FM.
Yep, thanks for listening.
Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.